Hey, welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow by learning new things, getting inspired, and breaking down the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to episode 61, The Value of Role Models. Show notes for this episode are available at gwtw.co/61. Are you looking for more tips on how to get your work to work? Sign up for the Curiosity Lab, my weekly email newsletter at thecuriositylab.net or at the bottom of each show's page. Every newsletter is hand-delivered straight to your inbox on Mondays and brings stories and inspiration designed to spark both your creativity and curiosity. All right, you ready to get into this topic? Let's get started. I love to read, and lately one of the books that has really resonated with me has been Originals by Adam Grant. And in this book, he writes about the importance of looking up to people, real, historical, or even fictional. And so I want to share a few quotes from this book. And first, I want to start with how role models can actually elevate your aspirations and dreams. He writes, "When two psychologists asked college students to list what they hoped to achieve over the following decade, they came up with perfectly ordinary objectives. Another group of students was instructed to read a newspaper article about an outstanding peer and then list their goals. They aimed much higher. Having a role model elevated their aspirations." I love that last sentence. Having a role model elevated their aspirations. Successful peers and those beyond where you're at right now show you what is possible. And some of the things that I read is that it's not just the people that you hang out with, but the people that you look up to. They can change your mind to what is possible, because when we stay trapped in our own mind, all we can see is where we're at today. We don't see what is possible unless we look to role models. For me, one of my role models is Noah. And Noah is a fine artist. He's an amazing artist. But beyond his art, he actually has a variety of pursuits that he is engaged in on a daily basis. He's not only artistic, but he is spiritual. He is a mentor to other creative professionals. He is a teacher. He is a writer. He is a publisher. He is a leader. And he gets it all done. Other role models for myself are two documentary filmmakers. One is Joe Berlinger, who with his partner for years created documentaries such as Metallica, Some Kind of Monster, and my favorite documentary series, Iconoclast, where he pairs two different people together to follow what happens in their pursuits daily. The other documentary filmmaker who is a role model is Ken Burns. I mean, how influential can someone be when they have a technique named after them, the Ken Burns effect, where you zoom in or pull out on an image to reveal or dive into the close-up of that image. And so for me, having these role models pushes me to think about and strive for more than I could ever possibly imagine. But you don't need just role models in a sense of them being actual people alive today. In Originals, Adam Grant talks about the importance of historical figures. He writes, "Finding the right mentor is not always easy, but we can locate role models in a more accessible place, the stories of great originals throughout history." I know for me, the originals that I tend to follow are people like Jim Henson and Walt Disney and Galen Rowell. These are three people that transformed their industry in a variety of ways. They all have biographies and past bodies of work that we can dive into and learn from. And we have time and history to validate their successes in much deeper ways than when they were alive creating their work. And so having a historical figure gives you the opportunity to see that while your work may not be original, there is precedence for it happening and succeeding and finding an audience. The third place that you can look for role models, according to Adam Grant, is in fictional characters. And this is really fascinating. And he writes, in some cases, fictional characters may be even better role models. Growing up, many originals find their first heroes in their most beloved novels, where protagonists exercise their creativity in pursuit of unique accomplishments. Remarkably, there are studies showing that when children's stories emphasize original achievements, the next generation innovates more. And he goes on to write, unlike biographies, in fictional stories, characters can perform actions that have never been accomplished before, making the impossible seem possible. The underlying theme of having role models is that last sentence, that it makes the impossible possible. And if all you ever do is keep in your own head and think that you will find ways out of your dilemmas without seeking what has been done before, I think you're deluding yourself and you're preventing yourself from actually finding success. So I want to share five ways that you can up your value that you get from your role models. First, identify your role models and write down why you look up to them. The reason why I can state my role models at the top of this episode is because I've taken time to reflect upon who they are and why they matter to me. And oftentimes, it's not just about the creative pursuits that they are engaged in, but about the people they are holistically and what that means for me as a creative. It means that I can be a whole person and not just someone that does one thing and that's all I'm known for. Second, apply lessons and strategies to your life that you observe from the lives of your role models, pursuits, and their work. We can learn a lot by looking at the both successes and failures of other people, and that is the whole point of role models, to show us where we can succeed, where we can fail, and that you will live, you will get through the failure. And so as much as it is about success, it's about failure and how our heroes and our role models overcome that failure. Third, it's not about comparison. I want to say that again. It's not about comparison. It's about emulating and being inspired to act. It's about possibilities. It's about hope for your future. If all you ever do is compare yourself to your role models, that's not going to get you anywhere because your role models are meant to inspire you to act, not prevent you and disable you to act. Fourth, you need to realize that you might be a role model to other people. So do not be afraid to share the pursuits and successes and failures with people. Give them the opportunity to look up to you, not in a narcissistic way, but in a way to really show them that you are in pursuit of something and that you are accessible to follow. Fifth and finally, if your role models are alive, take the opportunity to reach out to them. Even if they never respond to what you say, they need to hear from you. They need to get the most of your encouragement. They need to know that someone's listening. Because heroes and role models are people too. They probably have the same doubts that we do. They probably have the same fears. And when their work resonates with others, it fuels them to create more and to keep going. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. It means so much to me that you're here. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends and other creative professionals and entrepreneurs? Subscribe on iTunes and Android devices by clicking the subscription links found at gwtw.co. keep in touch by sending me an email. I'm chris@chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on most social networks. I'm at CM Studios or at GWTW Podcast on Twitter, at Chris Martin Studios on Facebook, and at CM Studios on Instagram. I have a question for you. Who are you looking up to? I would encourage you to not only identify someone, but reach out to them and get to know them. They may need to hear from you as much as you are inspired by their work. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.